local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome you to hour number two, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Austin here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Another busy day on the roadways here, not quite to the level that we were seeing last week, but let's stay safe out there, get home or to grandma's house, wherever you're headed. Let's get them home safely here. We'll have an update on the roads and weather here in 4 minutes. We'll first get our quick look at our top three stories today on a Monday, November 20th. We start in Israel, where U.S., Israeli, and Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal that would release some hostages that were taken during the October 7th attack on Israel. White House spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
Yeah, so over the weekend, intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza as Israeli forces expand their assault in the region. Yesterday, 31 premature babies were evacuated from that hospital. Hundreds of staff and patients, though, remain inside. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd. That means Derek Chauvin's second-degree murder conviction and sentence will be upheld. Chauvin's legal team tried to argue that he was denied a fair trial due to prejudice and publicity surrounding the case. He's currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona. And today in Washington, D.C., 23 arrests and counting now in a federal investigation into a massive fentanyl ring. Investigators say the probe started after an overdose death of a young mom and has led to over 250,000 pills being seized. Investigators say 20-year-old Diamond Lynch died almost instantly after taking a pill that had been made to look like the prescription pain medication oxycodone. Those are top three stories today. Taking a look at some of our local headlines. We heard from Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard. He talked with Channel 3 today. As last week, the school district and teachers union leaders agreed to a deal that'll see teacher pay increase by 3%.
You have to be able to show the truth as it relates to the funding that we have. You talk about the needs and the priorities, both of the school district and of the employee groups, where you can find common ground and where you don't have common ground.
So warehouse and food service employees will also see their hourly pay go up as much as 5%. Bus driver pay will increase by 8%. Teachers are expected to vote to ratify the new contract this week. Sheriff Bob Johnson joining Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay this morning, talking about a fatal crash in Navarre that sent one woman to the hospital and killed a 25-year-old Pensacola woman yesterday. The car reportedly overcorrected after running off the road, ended up hitting a tree. Sheriff Johnson says it's a common mistake people make when they panic.
We have a driver class for teens that we put on through the FSA every year. And that's one of the big things that they try to teach them, because that causes a lot of fatalities. The main thing is if you go off the road with two wheels, you know, you don't yank the steering wheel. You just, you know, barely go back onto the road little by little. But people panic and they whip that wheel. Next thing you know, they're rolling.
Johnson also said that the two women were not wearing safety belts. Also today, Mana Food Pantries reporting good news after the Fill the Mayflower drive last week. The organization says the food and monetary donations were enough to provide more than 47,000 healthy meals for neighbors in need for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. In the past 12 months, Mana distributed more than 803,000 pounds of food to over 86,000 people. They say that's a 25% increase over the year before. 5:15, we'll check in with Austin here. Austin, I know a few slowdowns out there that are causing some issues.
Yes, thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. In the last hour, we were dealing with some heavy congestion in two areas, most notably. If you were traveling northbound on I-110, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, there was a flipped vehicle there that was causing a lot of backups, but I'm actually not seeing a lot of that anymore. It seems to have cleared up rather nicely, at least on our end. And the same can be said for if you're traveling southbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway. There was an accident there that was giving us some trouble, but the heavy traffic has seemingly lessened greatly there. However, it has worsened in some other areas. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Burgess Road, you're going to experience some stop and go, maybe just a small stretch of that there. And on Pine Forest Road, we're still dealing with a little bit traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Lastly, if you are on Brent Lane and you are traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we see some trouble building up there at the moment.
All right, thank you very much. Checking in with meteorologist Alan Strum here with a look at tonight's forecast.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and some of those thunderstorms could be severe, so be mindful there. A cold front coming in behind them. The severe weather outlook for our area kind of looks like very on the slight to marginal, as I'm looking at Channel 3's Alan Strum right on the screen as I speak. So not a heightened chance, but it is there, so just be mindful going throughout your day tomorrow. Cold front coming through behind it. Wednesday's high is 61. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday's high is 60 degrees. A couple other local stories here. AAA activating its Tow2Go program for the Thanksgiving weekend. That program offers a free ride to a would-be impaired driver and a tow for their car within a 10-mile radius. And that service is available to members and non-members. It should only be used as a last resort, but Tow2Go kicks off Wednesday evening at 6, runs through 6 a.m. Monday the 27th, and all you got to do is just call 855-2-TOW2GO. 518, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return to Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Nehemiah in the Old Testament is a great example of the familiar quote, pray like everything depends on God, but also work like everything depends on you. In Nehemiah 4, the people of God are rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, and they're at the halfway point. After being threatened by opposition from the north, south, east, and west, Nehemiah does two equally important things. He prays to God, and then he posts guards around Jerusalem. Nehemiah clearly believes in the power of prayer, as seen throughout the book, but interestingly, he also believes in the power of personal initiative. Nehemiah believes in doing what he can to solve his own problem. Nehemiah prays fervently, like his success depends on God, but he also works diligently, like it depends on him. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pray about your problems, remember that sometimes God's answer will be to use your personal initiative to meet your need.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for The Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281, or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Twenty-two now, News Radio 92.3. Happy Monday, happy Thanksgiving week. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Thank you so much for the text we've already received today and your interaction each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Couple accidents we'll get to here coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, taking a look at our Florida headlines today, and we start with some good news. Gas prices are the lowest of the year, just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday.
A little relief from high gasoline, high diesel prices is always welcome. It means that if you are traveling, if you're traveling via car, you're going to see a little more money in your pocketbook.
Yeah, prices at more than half the gas stations in Florida are under $3 a gallon now. That's 15 cents less than a week ago. The average is $3.04 statewide. That's 37 cents less than what it was last Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the traffic. You said crashed, isn't it? Got me thinking. Governor Ron DeSantis is picking up support from Republican voters, but Nikki Haley is gaining on him. A new NBC News poll shows that DeSantis is gaining 2 percentage points from their last poll 2 months ago. Haley, however, almost doubled her support from the previous poll, and she's now just 5 points back of DeSantis, who's in second place. Both trailed Donald Trump by at least 40 points.
Today, lawmakers are for the final time touring the scene of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting before it's destroyed in the summer.
It's important to see, unfortunately, what it looks like when a mass shooting comes to your high school, when your high school is turned into a war zone.
Six members of Congress, including Parkland's Jared Moskowitz, went on the tour today. This comes as at the request of family members who want lawmakers to see the site before passing any new gun laws.
And two disturbances are being tracked by the National Hurricane Center, but both are being given a low chance of becoming a tropical depression or a storm. One is in an area of low pressure in the Central Caribbean, and it's being given a 10% chance of developing, and forecasters are giving a frontal low in the central subtropical Atlantic, a 30% chance of developing in the next 7 days.
Yeah, and just 10 days left of the Atlantic hurricane season for 2023. Mm-hmm. Finally, in state headlines next year, Florida's Space Coast is expected to see its highest number of crewed missions in more than a decade. There are 7 launches planned in 2024 that are hoping to place 26 astronauts into orbit. This would be the largest number of crewed missions from Cape Canaveral since 2009.
All right. So you ready for me to do traffic?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Looking at our traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, as Joe hinted at earlier, we have gotten some new accident reports. And one of them is at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North W Street. We're seeing some congestion coming from all areas there at the moment. And we are also dealing with a lot more backups developing on Pensacola Boulevard heading northbound towards Burgess Road. That's looking pretty rough as well. And Pine Forest, of course, still giving us some issues. And if you were on West 9 Mile Road headed towards North Palafox Street, traveling westbound, that's looking pretty rough also. Joe, is there anything that you wanted to report on that I wasn't seeing?
No, I think you got them all there.
All right.
No, I've got nothing for you. Meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 71 degrees. Slight risk of severe weather as part of these round of storms coming through here tomorrow. Cold front behind it, so highs Wednesday, Thursday will be right around 60 degrees, which I am totally in favor of.
Oh, yes.
National headlines today. The I-10 freeway in downtown L.A. back open today. More than 250 people worked on the section of the freeway 24 hours a day after the fire last Saturday. Originally, they said 3 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
The stretch of road handles nearly 300,000 vehicles per day. Police still are looking for the person suspected of setting fire to the area underneath the overpass.
And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, the wife of the nation's 39th President Jimmy Carter, has passed away. The Carter Center announced just late last week that she was going into home hospice care, yeah, which her husband's been in for several months now. And it announced that she passed away Sunday afternoon at the age of 96 at her home in Plains, Georgia. She married Jimmy Carter in 1946, meaning they were married for 77 years.
A federal appeals court in Washington heard arguments today about whether a gag order issued against Donald Trump should be lifted. A 3-judge federal panel is considering how to balance the former president's free speech rights while protecting witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel from intimidation.
And a judge in the Brian Koberger trial has ruled that media will not be allowed to use cameras in the courtroom during future proceedings. The court will provide a live stream on YouTube. Defense attorneys argued the press failed to follow the court's directive to avoid exclusively showing the defendant. And on Friday, Judge John Judge compared the proceedings to the O.J. Simpson trial, calling it, quote, a circus.
A troubling story in Mississippi today as funeral services are being held for Dexter Wade, a black man who was fatally struck by an off-duty officer and buried for months without notice to his family.
I don't care if he's black or white. What he did is wrong, and they need to be called accountable.
Now, the Reverend Al Sharpton says he was there to provide words of comfort to his family and discomfort to the state of Mississippi. Wade's mother says that despite reporting him missing on March 14th to Jackson police, Dexter was buried for over 5 months before family was notified.
And a new poll shows that Donald Trump continues to slightly lead President Biden in the race for the White House. The Harvard Caps Harris poll shows Trump receiving a 48% support amongst respondents compared to Biden's 41%. 11% of respondents said that they were unsure who to vote for. Trump gained 2 percentage points since a similar survey was conducted back in October.
Officials in Eagle Pass, Texas say that cartels are putting asylum seekers in dangerous spots as a distraction.
We know for a fact that the border continues to get much worse in terms of not just mass illegal immigration, but gotaways.
Over the weekend, hundreds of illegal immigrants using ropes to pull themselves across the Rio Grande onto the shores. Some were carried away by the current, forcing state troopers to go after them and risk their own lives to save them there. Let's look at our national headlines. Quick recap of our top 3 stories. President Biden hopeful that a deal to release some hostages in Gaza is close to being done. Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by Derek Chauvin's attorneys, meaning his 21-year prison sentence will stand, and a massive fentanyl ring under investigation in D.C. 23 arrests made. 5:30 right now. Your Money Now brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Biden celebrating his 81st birthday today. A Monmouth University poll from October showed 76% of voters think the president's too old to be serving a second term. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our perspective is that it's not about age. It's about the president's experience. That's what we believe. And it's, you know, as they say, the proof is in the pudding, right? The president has used his experience to pass more bipartisan legislation in recent time than any other president. That's just a fact.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley wants to ban the Chinese video app TikTok after being criticized for proposing social media users verify themselves for security purposes. Here she is on the Fox News Channel.
It's an app that actually goes and has access to your contacts, to your financial information, to your camera, to your recorder, to everything. It's infiltration, we know that.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Doing some holiday shopping this week? You'll have plenty of company, and you don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving. Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, and Target have already started offering their Black Friday deals in-store and online, while Walmart's Black Friday deals go live online at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. Walmart Plus members get access 3 hours earlier. A reminder that all of those retailers' physical stores are closed on Thanksgiving. The Biden administration today announced it's offering another round of free at-home COVID tests to households ahead of the holiday season, when more people gather indoors and the virus typically spreads at higher levels. Effective immediately, Americans can use covidtests.gov to request 4 free tests per household. A positive start to the new week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 33 points. The Dow Industrials gained 203, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 159, or 1.1%. Shares of Microsoft rose 2% and notched an all-time closing high. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. A wise man once said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. It's clear Brandon Staley lives by that motto as he chastised a reporter for asking why he won't give up defensive play calling responsibilities. Staley does the same thing every week, and it's insane that the Chargers still employ him. But hey, nice petulant rant, coach. I'm sure that won't really show him. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Black Friday is now a game day. The Dolphins take on the Jets in the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Stream for free only on Prime. Black Friday football. Dolphins versus Jets. Coverage begins this Friday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/watch Black Friday football for details. war breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I know what you're doing. I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears.
5:35, News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you here. Hope your Monday and Thanksgiving week is off to a great start here. A little bit going on the roads right now. We'll get that here before a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Staples Stores. Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. So we actually, during the last traffic break, we touched on some new accident reports that were at the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North W Street. We were seeing backups from all directions there, but that has seemingly died down some, while there is still a little bit. Also, we are seeing just the backups continue on, Pensacola Boulevard here. It's gotten pretty rough on this road, but towards where it merges with North Palafox Street. That's getting very hectic at the moment. And Pine Forest Road was another one that's been giving us some trouble. It still has some splotchy traffic here and there, but it's not as bad as it's been previously this evening.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather here.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through on Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
So right now, 71. Overnight lows right around 70. We do have a moderate, I would say, or light risk of some severe weather here overnight, mainly tomorrow morning here as a line of storms moves through and a cold front's going to come behind it. Into Wednesday and Thursday, high of around 60 degrees, actually Friday as well. So that's a look ahead here. Hopefully nothing severe happening in our area. Looking at what's happening in the world of sports tonight, a big one in Monday Night Football, the rematch of Super Bowl 57 with the Chiefs hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. We both have the Eagles as the better team right now.
Yep.
I'm going to pick the Eagles to win tonight, despite it being in Kansas City. I just think that they have a clear picture of what they are, and I just think they're a little bit better top to bottom than the Chiefs are. But very much looking forward to that. Tonight is my annual Giordano's night. I order Giordano's pizza shipped directly from Chicago, directly from their ovens to mine. So having some friends over for that. So looking forward to that.
Excellent. And FSU quarterback Jordan Travis confirms that his season and his college career is over following his lower leg injury on Saturday night. And the thing is, it's crazy. Against all teams, North Alabama, they were literally playing UWF in 2017.
Yeah.
Like, that's how new they are to the D1 level.
Right.
That's horrible. And and you and I are one of many, or two of many, that are kind of questioning Florida State's ability to kind of carry this season to a close here.
Yeah. That's going to be a real challenge here, assuming that, you know, they beat Florida this weekend, and then they've got the ACC title game against Louisville, which, I mean, I think that's a really tricky game now for sure.
Absolutely.
But if they get past them, I mean, you know, of course, everybody's going to point to Ohio State in 2014 when they won the national title with Cardale Jones. The problem is that, you know, you're going to have a Washington team that could be undefeated. There's so much football left to be played. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of undefeated teams right now. Obviously, one of them's going to lose on Saturday.
At least
one. But, yeah, so I made the point that, you know, if I'm somebody on the committee, I just want to avoid that discussion debate altogether. And I think the easiest way to do it is just to move Washington ahead of Florida State now and just hide behind the shield of Washington beating 11th ranked Oregon State on Saturday.
Yeah, and if Washington, I mean, if people want to put Washington ahead of Florida State, I was one of the first guys saying that. You know, it's like I have no issue with that. I hope this Travis injury doesn't play a role in that until we actually
I don't know how bad it is. I don't know how it can't.
Yeah, you said it's human nature. This isn't like analytics. This isn't like the BCS. Right. This is a committee of people, you know, and they are looking at it the same way you and I are, thinking, wow, FSU might be done here. I just hope that they don't let that affect them to the point to where they get ahead of the jump and they just kick Florida State out. If Florida State keeps winning, they're going to make the playoff if they're 13-0. So we'll see. It'll probably rise. The cream will probably rise to the top on Saturday, assuming they don't put Washington ahead of them tomorrow.
Yeah. Other sports news today: the Maui Invitational happening, and it's holiday basketball season is actually down the road this week. We have the Emerald Classic, right? And Ohio State and Alabama are going to be two of the teams playing.
Will you be attending?
No. I got to work. Because I think they play Friday. So yeah. So the Maui Invitational, obviously with the wildfires, it's not actually happening in Maui. It's happening in Honolulu, where University of Hawaii plays. But some good games there. Purdue and Gonzaga are playing right now. Actually, you have number one Kansas is taking on the host Chaminade later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods set to make his first competitive start in 7 months, committing to play in the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas starting November 30th. A set of Lionel Messi's World Cup jerseys could sell for over $10 million. The soccer star has 6 jerseys up for auction by Sotheby's. The auction house said the collection is set to be one of, if not the most valuable collection of sports memorabilia at auction. And if that $10 million number would be hit, the price would be greater than the Michael Jordan jersey that he wore during the 1998 Last Dance season. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's big dollars there.
It really puts into perspective just how big of a deal soccer is outside of the States, doesn't it?
Absolutely. 542, health, business, and science notes today. SpaceX is putting a positive spin on the second test of its Starship rocket, even though that ended in an explosion minutes after launch, just like the first one did. The Saturday morning liftoff saw the Starship successfully blast off and then separate from its first stage booster. However, ground controllers lost communication with the spacecraft a short time later.
And Americans can order more free COVID-19 tests from the government now. COVIDtests.gov is offering those who already ordered their 4 free tests from the website earlier this fall an additional 4. And those who haven't ordered any since the website relaunched in September can order 8.
Austin, for Thanksgiving, are you a ham or turkey guy, or is it even okay to be a ham guy on Thanksgiving? I feel like ham's more of a Christmas thing, but I know my family in the past, we've had both available. But,
same here. Yeah.
But as far as the turkeys go, you'll be needing to thaw out the turkey soon. Experts, though, say it's a bad move to leave it on the counter. By the time the inside of the turkey thaws, the outside will have been at room temperature for hours, they say. That allows bacteria to grow.
Thawing in the refrigerator is going to be the safest method of thawing.
Yeah, so keeping the meat below 40 degrees so bacteria can't grow is the best way to go.
And, I think it's better, like it's easier to prepare like to a good standard. I know turkey's kind of a dry bird, so it kind of depends more on how you prepare it. But yeah, from a traditional standpoint, I don't think you can have Thanksgiving without a turkey. The new CEO of Publix has been with the company for almost 40 years and started as a front service clerk at a store in Broward County. The company says current president Kevin Murphy will take over as the new CEO as current chief Todd Jones steps down to take over as executive chairman of the board.
All right. Did we do the COVID one?
Yes, I did.
All right. Very good.
We didn't do union workers, though.
All right. Union workers at Hollywood Casino, at Greektown, and Motor City Casino in Detroit are back to work now after ratifying their new contract. A tentative agreement was reached Friday. Meanwhile, members at MGM Grand are still continuing their strike after rejecting that proposed deal. 545, we'll get an update on the roads and weather.
All right, so looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're still seeing some congestion on the intersection of North Palafox Street and even more so on Burgess Road if you're heading westbound towards North Palafox. But also, this is the one that I touched on earlier, and it has only built up more since then. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, fixing to merge with North Palafox Street, we have an accident report there that's going to back you up all the way to 9 Mile Road. It is very... very hectic right now in that area. That seems to be the biggest offender in Pensacola, though. As for Milton and Pace, luckily, fingers crossed it stays this way. It's been pretty docile. We still have some backups on Avalon Boulevard, though, if you're trying to merge onto Caroline Street.
You used the word docile in a traffic update. That's a good job out of you.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 71, overcast sky. High surf advisory tomorrow with those showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe, so we'll keep an eye on that tomorrow morning. Cold front behind it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, high all around 60 degrees. 546 now, taking a look at some pop culture notes. The latest film in the Hunger Games series took the top spot at the box office with an estimated $44 million. You seen any of the Hunger Games? Are you a big fan of the Hunger Games?
I think I saw one of them.
All right. I haven't. I couldn't tell you what they're about. So the Hunger Games beat out Trolls Band Together, which finished second with $30.6 million.
And Tim Allen says that there's potential for a Home Improvement spinoff. The show originally aired for 8 seasons from 91 to 99, and he says, quote, one of the conversations we've had recently is how weird would it be if the show would be about the kids' kids, like if all of them had children and I'm a grandparent, home re-improvement or something like that. It's an interesting idea. It's one that always sounds good on paper, just like most reboots, but I know that you're not a fan.
I don't think it does sound good on paper. And,
oh, really?
And the reason why is because you have two of the three sons, Brad and Mark, that are head cases or have grown up to be head cases in their adult years.
But aren't we getting off the paper when we start talking about that?
What do you mean?
Well, because I said it sounds good on paper. The concept sounds good. But when you consider the head cases.
Oh, well, no. It's
a battle of semantics.
I don't think it is. But, yeah, so unless we're just having three new actors play the sons, which home improvement fanatic as I am, I don't think honestly anybody in this Pensacola metro area loves Home Improvement more than I do.
Wow.
No, I'm not in favor of that.
No, I think a lot of good shows that are well remembered should just be well enough alone.
Also, two turkeys feeling very lucky today.
I hereby pardon Liberty Ann Bell. All right. Congratulations, birds.
Yeah, so the White House's annual turkey pardoning ceremony. The birds obviously won't be cooked up and served for this year's feast. I believe they're going to the University of Minnesota, where they will live out the rest of their years. So,
oh, how sweet is that?
Very cool.
And Snoop Dogg isn't quitting marijuana after all. The rapper, known for his love of cannabis, posted a video on Monday announcing his partnership with Solo Stove, which is a smokeless fire pit brand. This comes after Snoop posted late last week that he was, quote, giving up smoke and asked fans to respect his privacy. Mm. He'll serve as their official spokesman. Now, Joe, you and I kind of touched on this in the last hour. The day that he did that seemed a tad insensitive, no?
It did. It did to me, and I realize, you know, I'm not bent up out of shape over it. I just think that it's a day, you know, because we talked about this. It was Thursday. It was the, what is it, National Smokeout, I think, that the American Cancer Society does. So obviously it's an effort, an initiative every year on the same day every year where they try to encourage people to quit smoking because it is the largest cause of death that is preventable.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, largest cause of preventable death.
Yeah. So to use that day as the day where you come out with this social media posts saying, hey, you know, respect my privacy, quitting smoking, where, you know, I think for some people, they could view that as like, oh, okay, Snoop Dogg is serious about wanting to be better, change his health, whatever. And then just to find out, okay, that's the reason why he did that.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it, but, you know, it's just me saying that.
I see where you're coming from, though. Yeah. It does seem like he's kind of making light of the whole situation.
Right. 5:50, we'll take a final break this hour. We've got some wacky stories and good news, of course, to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five 54 now, News Radio 92.3. Happy Monday. Happy start to the Thanksgiving week. Glad to have you with us here. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line 850-262-6111. Austin, do you have any, big personal traditions that you like to do maybe once a year or so? Around a football, sporting event, anything at all? Trip or anything?
No, the closest I get to a tradition is betting $20 with my dad on the Wake Florida State game.
Oh, okay.
That's it. And so I lost $20.
When's the last time? So is this just a straight up like, hey, Florida State, Wake Forest is going to beat Florida State?
Yeah.
All right. So when's the last time you won that?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
31-21, everybody,
so,
in Tallahassee.
Okay. So I would imagine, I mean, that's plus odds every year. Right? I mean, it has When's the last time Wake Forest would have been favored against Florida State?
Like actually favored. See, I don't know, because Florida State entered last year's game unbeaten, and they were at home. So, yeah. And we had just lost to Clemson, so there's no way.
How much did you win last year?
We won 31-21.
No. How much? Bet $20. Yeah. So how much did you win with Wake Forest winning?
$20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, we just put $20 on the game, not how much we win.
Oh, so this is an actual like through an app. You just bet your dad $20.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I took that to a different level that you didn't intend for that to go. So
no.
My apologies. I thought you were like, okay, I'm going to put $20 on Wake Forest on the money line or whatever it is. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No. Obviously, you know, that's how sports fans think now in the days of legalized gambling here. 5:55. We got a final check this hour on the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so we're looking at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, and we previously had a traffic accident reported on Pensacola Boulevard heading northbound to merge with South Highway 29, to merge with North Palafox Street there. And both North Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard are experiencing some congestion heading northbound to turn into Highway 29. But beyond that, there's not a lot of severe traffic going on in Pensacola from what I can see. As for Pace and Milton, we've still got just some short backups on Avalon Boulevard if you're trying to get onto Caroline Street.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the weather.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through on Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Very good. So right now we have 71 degrees. Overnight low tonight's just 70, so it's pretty much just going to stay the same there. Again, a mild risk of some severe weather tomorrow morning as we have this line of thunderstorms push through. Cold front behind it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's high right around 60 degrees each day. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. So that's a look ahead this week on this Thanksgiving holiday week. Wacky story from St. Louis today. A place called the Medium Security Institution, which used to be a city jail, but it was shut down last year. It sat empty ever since. Well, last Thursday, three men broke into the place. Sounded like they were just messing around until they accidentally locked themselves in a jail cell.
Wow.
And couldn't get out. So ultimately, you got to call 911 and say, hey, we locked ourselves into this jail we weren't supposed to be in. Police showed up. I wonder if, you know, if you get a dispatch call like that, do you have a liberty as a police officer who receives this dispatch call to take your time? Maybe you are, you know, if you're aware that they're not in distress, and maybe like you were just about ready to head on your lunch hour.
Yeah.
Maybe you say, hey, you know, I'm going to let those three idiots just sit there and think about it for an hour or two while I just enjoy my McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts or wherever you go. And then just kind of take your time going over to the jail to make sure that they're okay.
Is that ethically sound? Probably not. Would a police officer do that? Yeah, probably. I mean, because they're probably like, okay, yeah, as you said, no distress. They're just idiots who are somewhere they're not supposed to be.
There's no alarm. There's no, you know, anything. They just broke into a place and they're in jail. Yep. Okay, well, let them sit there for an hour or two.
That's where they're going to end up anyway.
Yeah. Good news here. We have a happy birthday to Grace Kenny. She turned 104 years old. Her friends at First Baptist Church on Palafox throwing a big party for her. Born in 1919 at Sacred Heart Hospital. She told Channel 3 the best birthday gift was having her family traveling here from all over the country to celebrate with her. Happy birthday to Grace. 5:59, awesome. That'll do it for us for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in about 12 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world, November 20th, 2023. Pensacola right now.